Okay, so I'm going to talk to you about session 9, emotional eating, emotions and food. The learning objectives for this session are to look at the differences between physical and emotional hunger and to make informed choices. Basically, over the hour and a half, we talk about emotional eating, what increases the risk of developing emotional eating, and we brainstorm reasons why we eat. So we look at things like boredom, stress, comfort, hunger, social pressure, and we discuss those as a group. We also look at the differences between emotional and physical hunger and see if people can come up with their own personal stories around what their triggers are around emotional hunger. We then move on to looking at the pros and cons of eating in response to an emotion. So it's about getting you guys to discuss and talk about real life situations and come to the conclusions possibly that there are really no right or wrong answers, but we just need to work out how we deal with it ourselves. Finally, we will look at how to manage it. So we've discussed what can happen when we eat emotionally, but how actually can we manage with that emotion when we're caught up in that moment, coming out with ideas, the best course of action, what we could do as an immediate response, what are the best ways to deal with it, looking at the delaying, distracting and deciding. That's what we'll talk about in depth. Making sure that we don't react immediately, what we can do to take our mind off the situation and how we can decide to proceed. And then we're going to look at what we can do within the time of distraction. So what works for different people? What would work for you? Whether it be having a bath or reading a book or something else along those lines. Okay, I'll be back in a moment to talk about session 10.